We're talking about a very important pasuk this morning. It happens to be that it is the yisod we're talking about is relevant in the world of lamdas also, in a bunch of different places. Let me try to be makdim in the following way. The Torah tells beginning of parsh tetzave, towards the beginning of parsh tetzave, va'ata hakrev eilechas aharon achicha v'yasbanav ito, that we're supposed to bring forward Aaron HaKohen and his children, i.e. the Kohanim, and we should bring them mitoch b'nei Yisrael, from within b'nei Yisrael, lecha hanoli. They should be Kohanim, but they should come mitoch b'nei Yisrael. Many of the Mefarshim wonder what the emphasis is, dafka, and they're coming mitoch b'nei Yisrael. What's the association there? So the simple pshat is that this is the way in which we are separating Aaron HaKohen. One of the things that we're doing to convey the fact that Kohanim are very different than b'nei Yisrael. They were part of b'nei Yisrael, and now they are no longer. However, many Mefarshim identify within this pasuk that there is a strong connection between the Kohanim and B'nai Yisrael, even once the Kohanim themselves are actually separated. The Kli Yakar writes that it says, Mitoch B'nai Yisrael, because the same way the Chazal say that Ein Hanavua Shora Al Navi Yisrael, Kiyim Bizchus Yisrael, what allows a Navi to be able to be a Navi is Bizchus all of Klal Yisrael. That's how the Navi himself is Zoche to be able to be a Navi. And therefore, it's a Kli Yakar that Aaron HaKohen, maybe on his own, shouldn't have been fully deserving of being a Kohen. Hare Roy Larchiko, it may have made some sense to almost distance him, presumably as a result of Chet HaEgel. But one of the things that allowed Aaron and not Kohanim to come closer is Bizchus B'nei Yisrael, Shayutzrichim LaKohen Kazed. That B'nei Yisrael required a Kohen, and therefore part of what gave Aaron special status was the fact that Klal Yisrael needed him. Klal Yisrael's need for Aaron is part of what made Aaron particularly unique. There is, however, a yisod which I want to try to spend the rest of the time developing, which is a yisod based on the Yosef Engel in Gevurah Shmonim. The Kli Chemda has this yisod also, as do some other achronim. We'll try to develop it in a way which I think is very, very important, and that is as follows. So Yosef Engel, the following thing. We generally speak of, or think of things in terms of being two categories within B'nai Yisrael. There are Kohanim. They are always in the status of a Kohen. Then there's something called a Zar. A Zar is a non-Kohen. So if a non-Kohen does Avoda or a non-Kohen eats Truma, there are certain punishments that come by being a Zar. However, suggests Yosef Engel, perhaps the definition of the Hagdara of Kohen and Zar is much more fluid than we would have assumed. Richard Perlow, he doesn't quote this, but has a long discussion about this statement of Rav Sadia Gaon, that maybe the Hagdara of Zar changes in different contexts. Normally, in Beis HaMikdash, a Kohen is a Kohen. Anyone that's not a Kohen is called a Zar. But the Gemara seems to imply, as many Achronim point out, that on Yom Kippur, that's the day of the Kohen Gadol, and it could be on Yom Kippur, even a regular Kohen is like a Zar. That on Yom Kippur, Zar means someone that can't do that particular Avoda. So a regular Kohen, On Yom Kippur, he's like a czar. But says of Yosef Engel the following unbelievable yisod. He says, B'nai Yisrael also have a miktsas kedushas kahuna. It's true with Kohanim, they are more Kohen and less czar. We are more czar and less Kohen. But we also have a little bit of a kedushas kahuna. That's what Torah tells us, V'yatem tiyuli mamleches Kohanim, that we're considered to be people who are mamleches Kohanim. And points out Yosef Engel the following thing. The Medrash says in a couple of places that really Ru'uyin Kol Yisrael, that all of Klal Yisrael were ro'i to be Kohanim, just we happened to sin, and therefore we were distanced. Says Yosef Engel, it's for sure a sin, the Gemara says in Masechta Sota, is external to who you really are. Ein adam chote elam kei nichnas bo ruach shtus. Which means that if we were supposed to be a Kohen, but sin is what caused us to not be Kohanim, that can't be the most fundamental removal from our status of Kohanim. Of course we're still Kohanim. We just have an external ikuv that prevents us from being able to do so. Because of that, we have a little bit of a kedushas kahuna, says of Yosef Engel, that's why the Gemara says that within one day at least, that when Kohanim do avoda, they are shluchei didan. They are shlichim of us when they do avoda. Typically, in order for shlichas to kick in, for someone to be my messenger, we have to be equal. I have to be able to do it to appoint you as a shliach. The reason why you're my shliach is because I have a little bit of kedushas kahuna in me that I am able to, that I'm going to be able to give back. Because we have a mitzvah kedushas kahuna, points out Yosef Engel, this is based on a comment in the Sifra, the Rechaim HaKadosh, in a bit of a different way, understands that La'asid Lavo, maybe all of Klal Yisrael will be Kohanim again. Will be Kohanim again, because we're not really as removed from being Kohanim as we would think. The Malachas Kohanim, V'Goy Kadosh, we still have some Shaychas. The Rechaim writes that the Bechors are going to do Avoda, La'asid Lavo, within all of Bnei Yisrael, with people doing Avoda. We're all going to be on that particular Madrega. We all are going to have an element of this Kedushas Kahuna. Because of that, says Yosef Engel, and the Klichem that says, has the same Mahalach in Parshas Yisro, and he says, I saw that his friend, Yosef Engel, says it also. That's why Chazal point out that in a Bama, not in the Beis HaMikdash, in Stama Mizbeach, which happens to be built, a non-Kohen can do Avoda. Why can a non-Kohen do Avoda? Not because a Zar is allowed to do Avoda there, but because Le'inyan Obama, you have enough Kedushas Kahuna to do Avoda outside of the Beis HaMikdash. That every single Jew has a bit of Kedushas Kahuna, which is present. Rav Asher David Meir, in the Sefer on Parshas in Sefer Shmos, brings a lot of rayas that you see within the Big Day Kahuna. Something Farshim point out, references to all of Bnei Yisrael within the Big Day Kahuna, the names of the Shvatim, things like that which are found in the Big Day Kahuna, which express this yesod that it's mitoch b'nei Yisrael. We all are Kohanim, we all have some Gdush Kahuna. What the Pasuk means is that Aaron was just a little bit further. Aaron was just elevated more, he has more Gdush Kahuna, and therefore he's going to be allowed to do the Avodah than the Beis HaMikdash himself. We quoted a bunch of years ago what I think is a very beautiful yesod, which is noted in Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus. It's noted by those who pay attention to Pshuto Shel Mikra also, which is that this may explain the fact that we all may wear, to a certain extent, Big Day Kahuna. We have in this week's Parsh Tetzav, we have a reference to the Tzitz. There are a lot of literary parallels in the Pesukim themselves between the Tzitz and Tzitzis. There's a lot of similarities of Uri'isem Oso, of seeing them, the Kodesh Lashem on top. The fact that the Tzitzis themselves have Tzeles, which is associated typically with Big Day Malchus and Big Day Kahuna, may point to the fact that Tzitzis themselves may have an element of Kedusha, of Kedushas Kahuna, that everyone has in our particular Begadim. There are also differences between them that are significant, but this Yesod is relatively sweeping. They point out in the, I saw this in the footnotes of Tiferes Yosef Al Torah, one of the places where they quote this, Rav Yaakov Chaim Sofer, who was a massive Talmid Chacham, Rosh Yeshiva Kaf HaChaim, had a beautiful Yesod based on this. The Ishbitzer Rebbe once asked Rav Tzadok, his great Talmud, he said, I have a kasha. We say Berchus HaShachar every morning, the Gemara's Sechs Menachos, other places, the Chazal, we say every morning, Shaloh Asani Goy, Shaloh Asani. He said, how come we don't make a bracha that if a person's a Kohen, they should make a bracha, Shasani Kohen, that there's Zoka to be a Kohen. Why don't we make such a bracha? Says about Chaim Sofer, Lefidus Yisod, Vesav Engel, I understand the Pshat. Because Be'etzem, all of Klai Yisrael can make a bracha, Shasani Kohen. Because Be'etzem, all of Klai Yisrael have an element of Kedushas Kahuna. So once you already make a bracha of Shaloh Asani Goy, there is no need for a new bracha called Shasani Kohen, because we really are all have that element of Kedushas Kahuna, which is within there. It means the Yisod of Machas Kohanim, the Mitoch B'nei Yisrael, because we all have an idea, a certain element of Kedushas Kahuna. One of the reasons why this is at least intriguing is that we know the Rambam tells us, the Gemara Maseches Yuma, that there are three crowns. There's Keser Kahuna, Keser Malchus, and Keser Torah. The Rambam Dafka emphasizes that the Keser Torah, Keser Malchus I can't get into if I'm not from the lineage of David HaMelech. I can't get into Keser Kahuna and Afmar HaKohen. But the Keser Torah is that which is Munach B'Keren Zavis, Kol Misha Rotza Yavo V'Yitol. And the Keser Torah, the Rambam writes, is accessible to everybody. All people can tap into the Keser Torah. What you see here is that while people can't choose to tap into and become Kohanim, it doesn't mean that we have no shaykhs at all to the idea of Kohen. Doesn't mean we have no shaykhs at all to that kind of a model, and that this may have certain implications. Kisifse kohen yishmeru das, as far as Tamir Chamim at times being called Kohanim, Rama and Shmita Vyovel, that anyone has access to being like Shevet Levi. The fact that we have more underlying connections already to Kedushas Kahuna has a lot of implications. Again, whether this is more Lamdas or more Machshava has more to do with your take on Lamdas or your take on Machshava. But Yosef Engel, who sent to flirt with the boundary between them, certainly is a soda stick, but mitoch b'nei Yisrael, it's not just that they're separated now, they're very different. Isn't it they're separated just bizchus klal Yisrael, but it's because we all have kedush kahuna, they're just hakrei ve'lecha, they're just pulled a little bit closer, but we all have in many ways these elements of full and serious, or not full, but real strong elements of kedush kahuna, which is present within all of us. Have a wonderful rest of your day.